Dad needed a new tractor.
Rod needed a new tractor.
0-2, the pitch home. Popped up foul. Oh, can't get it. Extendo arms, not available. I tried. I wasn't going to dive for it.
That made me nervous.
Did it freak you out?
Yeah. You
don't like heights, I know.
It wasn't the baseball, because that was coming in soft. That would have been a good one to catch.
It would have been a great one. Koss takes high, 1-2.
Leaning out.
Yeah, you're anti-lean, and there's not a
nothing to
catch my fall here. I'd have been hanging out in section 100. Swing and a miss. Pyomps gets Koss. And that ends the inning. We go to the bottom of the sixth. It's 6-3 Brewers. Neon Badeau would be very happy. On the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Waupun Equipment delivers precision technology tailored to your farm. Backed by PTX Trimble's leading guidance and steering, application control, and connectivity products, their team designs the ag tech solution that best fits your needs, regardless of equipment, make, or model. Need a technology checkup, troubleshooting an issue? Ready for that upgrade? Waupun can help. Visit gritsinc.com or call your nearest location to get started.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
The Valley's home for Brewer baseball is on WISS, 98.3 FM and 96.5 FM at Appleton and AM 1100.
New battery for the San Francisco Giants. Coming on the pitch is Juan Mercedes, the right-hander. And Max Stassi does the catching for San Francisco. Here's Joey Ortiz leading things off for the Brewers. In this bottom of the sixth, they lead it by a score of 6-3. Mercedes ready to work on the first pitch at the bottom of the sixth. A line drive in the left field. Get up and it's gone. Just over the line, and a home run for Joey Ortiz. Ortiz with his second home run of the spring. It's 7-3 Milwaukee. Line shot out of here. Each and every home run during the regular season. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin donates $100 to Hunger Task Force Milwaukee. Here's Oliver Dunn. First pitch to him is down and in. 1-0. Making a difference to fight hunger in our community. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference. 1-0 on Dunn, who's 0-2 today. Should say 0-1 with a walk. 1-0 pitch and a line drive down the right field line. That'll be extra bases for Dunn as he makes the turnaround first. He's headed for second. The throw from Encarnacion is offline. $75 double for Oliver Dunn. So a homer and now a double. The Brewers are in business again in the sixth. $75 for the Mac Fund thanks to West Bend, the silver lining. Pinch hitting now for Milwaukee is Jake Bowers. Hitting for Bryce Terang in the sixth. Make sure he gets some ABs. Oh, yeah, station ID. We'll get to that in just a second. Mercedes ready to go with the letters and the pitch to Bowers down and in. How about 10 for ID on the Brewers Radio Network? 7-3 Brewers in the bottom of the sixth inning. Jake Bauer's at the plate. First pitch is down and in, and the second one is down and in, too. Two balls and no strikes on Bauer's. With Lane Grindle and Kent Sommerfeld and Jeff Levering aboard. Sweatshirts and hoodies today down in Arizona. Temperatures in the 50s. Warmer back home. 2-0 to Bauer's. Hammered foul first base side and into the dugout. A reminder from our friends at Schneider and their professional truck drivers. Slow down, move over, and drive safely in work zones. 11 hits today for the Brewers. Bauer's waits, left-handed batter, and here it comes. It's high with a breaking ball. Three balls and one strike. Jackson Churio's on deck. And it looks like Tyler Black will hit for Christian Yelich. If our spot gets there. 3-1 to Bauer's. Is high, and he draws a walk. First three have reached against Mercedes. And now Jackson Churio hits. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin, a walk. Ortho ASAP walk right in. There is a difference. Congrats to the Wisconsin Badgers moving on to the semifinals in the Big Ten tournament. Beat up on UCLA today, 86-70. Marquette Golden Eagles about 25 minutes away from their tip, or scheduled tip, against St. John's. Big curveball for a strike on Jackson Churio, and it's 0-1. I have that right? 3:30 Arizona time tip? Okay. Go Eagles. On one on Jackson Churio, the pitch. Ground ball hit to short. That could be two. They go to second for one. To first, it is a double play. 6-4-3 on the double play. Bauer's is out at second. Advancing to third is done. And it's the first time that Jackson Churio has been retired today. It was 3-for-3 previously. Now it's Tyler Black hitting for Christian Yelich. Right now, Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, you can get windows as low as $22 a month and doors as low as $89 a month. Visit your friends at Pella at PellaWI.com today. Black takes up and in for ball one. A run in on the homer by Joey Ortiz. Dunn standing at third with two outs. 1-0 pitch. Black takes off the inside corner. Stassi tried to make that look better. Didn't get the call. The Brewers have Ryan Middendorf getting ready in their pen. 2-0. It is up and in. And the count, three balls and no strikes. See if he's hacking on 3-0. Nope, took one right down the middle. Three balls and one strike. Three-one pitch. Black swings and misses. 93 on the inner part of the plate. Three balls and two strikes on Tyler. Tyler Black, just a couple of hits this spring. 2-for-19. Chokes up on that bat, and here comes a 3-2. Swing and a miss. Got a fastball by him. And the inning ends. Brewers get one on the homer by Ortiz. We're on our way to the seventh inning. Brewers 7, Giants 3 on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Hey, Milwaukee. Are you looking for a win? Try Unleaded 88. Unleaded 88 is available at lots of Wisconsin gas stations. It's cheaper than regular fuel, and it's better for your engine. Unleaded 88 is grown and produced by Wisconsin farmers. When you fill up with Unleaded 88, you save money, reduce pollution, get a cleaner engine, and you support local farmers. That's a win for all of us. Learn more at wibiofuels.org.
On the baseball field, the skilled players get paid the most. The same is true in construction. Some of the most skilled players building our roads, solar farms, and stadiums are the men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. If you are ready to step up to a job where you can earn more without college debt and operate equipment like cranes, excavators, bulldozers, and drones, you're ready to join the team of Wisconsin Operating Engineers today at join139.com.
We get it. Medicare supplement plans don't always include the dentist you want or provide the dental coverage you need. That's why the Wisconsin Dental Association created the new WDA Dental Savings Club. With a statewide network of WDA dentists and savings up to 55%, club members can choose from hundreds of trusted dentists to get the quality care they want and need at more affordable prices. Learn more and join at WDAClub.com.
How can you not be romantic about this?
Back, track, done!
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
Seven-3 Brewers as we go to the seventh inning. Everybody's new, and since I won the attendance game today, that means Lane gets to tell you all the changes.
We'll figure this out together, everybody. 6-7-3, as Jeff just told you. And Elliot Ramos still in the lineup for San Francisco, takes a first pitch strike, and it's 0-1.
I can get you a couple of them, but not all of them.
Yeah, I'll get them all eventually. Pitch is chopped foul by Ramos, and he's quickly behind, 0-2. Game changer says Yoel Piamps is on the mound. He is not. This is Ryan Middendorf, who is doing the pitching for the crew. Middendorf brings home the 0-2 to Ramos and just missed off the plate. Outside of the fastball at 96, it's 1-2. Hedbert Perez is the center fielder for the crew. Jeff's saying, no, he's actually in right field.
Yeah, all of us in center.
1-2, swing and a miss. Ramos strikes out. I know that much. Ramos is down on strikes, and there's one away. That makes more sense. I swear that I just heard Andrew Grumman say that Hedbert Perez was in center field, but I'm listening through my own headphones, so it was muffled, so he must have said right, because that is correct. So Oliva is in center.
Hedbert's in right.
Hedbert is in right. I can give you the infield. I know that. As Middendorf brings home the pitch to Fitzgerald, and it's a breaking ball at the top of the zone for a strike, and it's 0-1. Eric Batanti is at third base. Luis Pena is at short. Juan Baez at second. Jake Bowers is at first base. Here's the 0-1 to Fitzgerald. Missed inside of the fastball, and it's 1-1. As I told, Castillo is in left. Is that what Kent just told me?
That's what Kent just said.
We're going to trust him.
He's listed as an infielder.
1-1. Breaking ball missed inside. Two balls and one strike. Marco Dingis is doing the catching. Swing and a foul tip. And it's two balls and two strikes on Fitzgerald.
You know, this is one of my favorite parts of spring training, when we get all these line changes in games. And half the time we don't necessarily know who a lot of these players are.
2-2 pitch is outside. It's three balls and two strikes. When you and I were doing, like, the second game of the year over at Talking Stick, there was a moment where, like, you could flip a coin. I wasn't even sure about some of our guys at the end of that game.
No doubt.
Right? Like,
mm-hmm.
A lot of guys make up an organization. 3-2 pitch to Fitzgerald. Got a piece of it, fouled it back, and it stays at 3-2. And you know who's who because you have the rosters and everything in front of you, but, like, when you're calling the game and you're going on reaction, there are times where you're stopping and asking yourself, like, okay, I got this right, right? Here's 3-2 to Fitzgerald. Breaking ball, swing and a miss. Strikes him out. And back-to-back strikeouts, ortho ASAP style for Ryan Middendorf. So two down now. And here's Luis Matos. Kent thinks because he gave me the left fielder, he can start telling me what to do in my headset now, too.
Getting a little cocky.
A little cocky over there. Matos takes a strike. It's 0-1, but I will do what you asked. Start healing faster with Ortho ASAP. Meet with a specialist today and learn more at orthowisconsin.com. Middendorf's 0-1 to Matos. He is a ground ball through the right side and into right field for a base hit. Bowers gave it an effort, wasn't able to get there. And so a two-out single for Matos, who I crossed out in my scorebook and replaced with himself without even thinking about it.
Matos for Matos.
Yeah, look at this. I'm just in the mode of doing changes, and subconsciously I crossed him out and put him back in the game.
Matos for Matos.
So Matos still in there. Is at first base with two outs here. Top of the seventh, a 7-3 Brewers lead. And here's Encarnacion. Middendorf brings home the pitch, and it missed outside. It's 1-0. And I will tell you that Kent was right. It is Luis Castillo in left, so we got them all in there now. Righty versus righty here. As Middendorf kicks and delivers, and this one's fouled out of play first base side, and it's 1-1. Have you ever seen an Encarnacion that wasn't a pretty big human?
No.
I feel like every Encarnacion, Edwin, Juan, Christian Encarnacion, Strand, they're all pretty big guys, right? Girard also fits that description. Ground ball up the middle, but played there by the second baseman Baez. Bobbled for a moment, recovers in time to throw out Encarnacion, and the side is retired. We go to the bottom of the seventh. Brewers with a 7-3 lead on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
What's on Tap? Brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee, too. Tastes like Miller time. On Monday, March 31st, versus the Royals, all fans in attendance will receive a 2025 magnet schedule, compliments of Palermo's, the official frozen pizza of the Milwaukee Brewers. Milwaukee Brewers baseball and Miller Lite.
Usinger's has been making America's finest sausage for over 140 years. Flash frozen and vacuum packed, Usinger's fresh brats are styrofoam free and will stay for 6 months in your freezer. And because there's no air in the package, there's no need for chemical preservatives. Usinger's fresh brats are the freshest and most additive free you will find. Enjoy some this summer with all of our other great Link products. Our backpack sausage seals in flavor and leaves out chemicals. Remember, if it's got the elf on the label, you've got quality on the table.
Introducing the newest carbless flavor, Mango Vodka. Flavored with the essence of the ripest, freshest mangoes, Carbless Mango Vodka will transport your taste buds to a sunny beach getaway. New flavor, still the same carbless crafted cocktails with zero carbs, zero sugars, and only 100 calories. Enjoy a refreshing vodka cocktail without the guilt. Four packs of the new Carbless Mango Vodka cocktail are available in stores near you. Find your bliss today at drinkcarbless.com and escape with every sip.
Life's better with American Family Insurance. That's because their team is always there to protect your dreams.
Seventh inning stretch sponsored by the Island Resort Golf.com. The Island Resort and Casino is the premier resort destination in the Midwest. Plan your visit today at islandresortandcasino.com. Marco Dingis will lead things off for the Crew. 7-3 Brewers lead, bottom of the seventh inning. And takes a ball high. It's 1-0. Bunch of changes for San Francisco. Sweeping changes?
Sweeping.
All across the board?
Yeah, line change.
That helps me. The 1-0 is a breaking ball. And that caught the bottom of the zone for a strike. And it's 1-1. So that means your infield is now Victor Barakoto at first base. The 1-1 pitch from Mercedes is popped up, foul and out of play by Dinges, and it's 1-2. Second baseman is Iverson Arteaga. Sergio Alcantara is now the shortstop. Saban Ceballos is the third baseman. I'm not sure if there's any relation to Cedric or not. Former dunk champion. 1-2. And he is able to check on a pitch that misses down and away. It's 2-2 on Dinges.
Distant cousin. This is Ceballos. This is of a different family tree.
Ceballos. Oops, my bad.
No, I was right there with you, though. I thought the same thing.
2-2. And he lays off a breaking ball off the plate. It's 3 balls and 2 strikes. I can't see that last name spelled that way and not think of... Now, did Cedric Ceballos pull the shirt up over his head and dunk it? Was that what he did? 3-2. This is hit well to center, deep. Grant McRae is back at the track. It is over the batter's eye for Dinges. And he watched it for a while out of the box. Why wouldn't he? He puts a charge into one for a solo shot, and the Brewers lead at 8-3. That ball was smoked. Every time the Brewers hit a home run in the regular season, that means $100 to Hunger Task Force Milwaukee, making a difference to fight hunger in our community. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin, there is a difference. Here's Hedbert Perez. And he'll take a pitch inside for ball one on a breaking ball. Eight to three Brewers here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Perez takes his strike right down the middle. It's 1-1.
Cedric Ceballos was the blindfold dunk in 1992.
Yeah, that was right around when D. Brown did the thing where he put his arm over and dunked it. Kind of had his forearm covering his eyes. The 1-1. Missed down and in. 2 balls and 1 strike. A lot of basketball talk on the broadcast today.
Yeah, last couple innings we've had some hoops.
He also did the pump one where he pumped up his Reeboks before he dunked it.
Mm-hmm.
That might have been all in the same dunk, actually, now that I think of it. 2-1 is fouled at the plate by Hedbert Perez, and it's 2-2. Give me the rest of the outfield. Wade Meckler is in left field. And Lizbel Diaz is in right field. We told you Grant McRae is the center fielder for San Francisco. Two is rolled foul off the front of the Brewers dugout. First base side. Stays at 2-2 on Hedbert Perez. Thank you for clarifying that for me, though. That was going to bug me.
On the style of dunk for Ceballos?
Yes. Yes. Two, two to Perez. And that missed down and in with a changeup. Count is full, 3-2.
If you'd like to have some more basketball talk, Iverson Arteaga is at second base. Iverson. So you got Iverson and Ceballos on the infield for San Francisco.
I don't think Iverson ever did the dunk contest, did he?
Ooh.
3-2, he might have. I don't think he did, though. It's a walk to Hedbert Perez. Ortho ASAP, walk right in. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference.
He only participated in one, 2000.
Okay.
And he lost to Vince Carter. Easy guy to lose to. I'm pretty sure he won every single dunk contest he was ever in.
He jumped over a semi and dunked it that day, and so everybody was playing for second. Luis Peña, the batter, and a swing and a miss at a curveball. It's 0-1. Yeah, Vince Carter... right up there with the greatest dunkers of all time. Perez at first, nobody out. Swing and a miss. Pulled off a curveball. Did Peña, and it's 0-2. Some folks have started to trickle out of here. We had 9,000 to start. Not at 9. We still probably have a good 5,500, 6,000 in here right now. But clearing out a little bit as we get to the later innings of this game. Breaking ball missed down and away, and it's 1 ball and 2 strikes on Luis Peña.
Get an early start on the Friday traffic in Phoenix.
Man, I got stuck in the traffic yesterday. I was listening to you and Tim.
Sorry.
No, it was wonderful. Delightful. 1-2 pitch missed outside. It's 2 balls and 2 strikes on Pena. And, you know, the rain hit. The wind was howling. And it was already traffic time anyway in Phoenix. And, I mean, we could have tailgated if we wanted to. 2-2 pitch. Down and away. 3 balls and 2 strikes.
Ooh, that's bad.
It was backed up. We got on the 10, and we didn't move for quite a while.
Yikes.
Toss to first and back in time is Hedbert Perez.
Generally how it is out here this time of year, though, other than spring training, the traffic's not too bad. But during the months of spring training, it's not good.
Just holding a lot more population during this month than normal. 3-2 pitch is fouled back our way and out of play. Stays at 3-2 on Pena. Bottom of the seventh inning. It's an 8-3 Brewers lead. Marco Dinges with a solo shot to center here in the seventh to grow that Brewers lead. 12 hits for the crew today. 3-2, there goes the runner, swung on and fouled back. And Pena stays alive. Fans having some fun down there?
They are having some fun. The gentleman who just made the catch on the ricochet wearing a Giannis Brewers jersey.
More NBA talk.
Yeah. He made the catch and then flipped it to a youngster. Got a big round of applause.
Toss to first and Perez back in there head first.
And then the very next foul ball was headed right for that same section, but it hit the net. Everybody was really excited about the gentleman sharing the wealth with the youngster.
Good ballpark etiquette.
Very much so.
3-2 to Pena. Down and away with a slider, and he walked him. So Mercedes giving up a home run, and now back-to-back walks. Ortho ASAP walk right in. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin, there is a difference. And now here's Jared Oliva with first and second, and still nobody out. Brewers with a chance to really punch a hole in this game. 5-run advantage as it is right now. But as we have learned over the years here in Arizona, there aren't a lot of leads that are safe in the final three innings. A lot of stuff can happen as Oliva takes down and away with a fastball. It's 1-0. Mercedes really fighting his command here. Miguel Diaz, one time a Brewer farmhand, is getting loose in the Giants' bullpen. 1-0, swing and a miss. There go the runners. Throws high and in there with a stolen base. And third is Hedbert Perez. And adding one behind him is Luis Peña at second base. Looked like as the pitch was coming in, they were going to have a shot at Perez. He didn't get the biggest jump in the world, but throw came in high. 1-1 Pitch was a strike to Oliva. Breaking ball missed outside, and it's 2-1. Stolen bases, of course, means donations from the good folks at Delta Dental and Delta Vision. Two great plans and one name you trust. 2-1 is up and in. That was the cutter that time from Mercedes, and it's 3-1. Action is going in that Giants bullpen here. Runners at second and third. Infield in for San Francisco. Nobody out. Brewers with an 8-3 lead. And the pitch. Fastball swung on and fouled straight back into the net. Now the count is full on Oliva. 3-2. Mercedes hit 42 pitches in relief here today. 3-2. This is driven high and deep to left center field. Back at the track. It is gone. A 3-run shot from Jared Oliva. And the Brewers have broken this game wide open. It is 11-3 crew. Second home run of the inning for the Brewers. And for the crew. Their fourth home run of this game, and that is going to chase Mercedes from it. as the Giants are going to make the call to the bullpen. U.S. Cellular proud to support the Brew Crew when the game is on. Don't miss your chance to turn off ringers and cheer for dingers. U.S. Cellular, built for us. 11-3 Brewers. Still nobody out in the bottom of the seventh. Four runs already home in this frame. This is the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Now at Menards, save big money on everything to update your home. Easily create your dream kitchen with Clearview Cabinetry. With so many styles to choose from, you'll be sure to find plenty of options that you'll love. Start your project today and save big on Clearview Cabinetry. Visit Menards.com to view our entire selection of Clearview cabinets today. Plus, check out the weekly flyer for many other great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
Now at Menards, save big money on everything to update your home. Easily create your dream kitchen with Clearview Cabinetry. With so many styles to choose from, you'll be sure to find plenty of options that you'll love. Start your project today and save big on Clearview Cabinetry. Visit Menards.com to view our entire selection of Clearview cabinets today. Plus, check out the weekly flyer for many other great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
Discover your new favorite city.
Milwaukee.
Catch a sunrise over Lake Michigan.
Sip your way through craft breweries.
And dive into a dining scene that's turning heads. From museums and music to thrilling sports teams and buzzing nightlife, Milwaukee delivers all season long.
Good things are always brewing on the fresh coast.
The expert guides at visitmilwaukee.org have everything you need to fully plan every detail. Whatever it is you'd like to do in Milwaukee. Plan your trip today at visitmilwaukee.org.
To 3 Brewers leading the Giants here in the bottom of the seventh inning. And right-hander Miguel Diaz takes over on the mound for San Francisco. This is Miguel Diaz, who was once a member of the Brewers farm system and then was a Rule 5 pickup by San Diego in 2017. They were able to hold on to him throughout that year. He made 31 appearances that year and then became a permanent member of the Padres organization. And he faces Juan Baez here, and Baez rolls one foul up the third baseline. It's 0-1. Nobody out. Four runs in the inning. Solo shot from Marco Dingus and a three-run shot from Jared Oliva. As Baez takes down and away, and it's 1-1. Baez still 19 years of age. He'll turn 20 this June. 1-1 pitch. Swung on and fouled straight back into the net, and it's 1-2 on Baez. Brewers got a grand slam early in the game from Christian Yelich. That gave them, at the time, a 4-3 lead, and they have not looked back. 1-2 from Diaz. Popped up. Right side of the infield, drifting into foul territory as Barracoto, the first baseman, makes the catch near the coach's box, and there's one away. And Eric Batanti will now be the batter. Batanti is a really interesting name in the Brewers organization. He is a guy that projects to have big-time power and is starting to get a lot of attention prospect-wise, both inside and outside the organization. Very talented, 6'4", 19-year-old kid. He does not look 19. Diaz's pitch missed outside. It's 2-0. Guy that can play some third, can play first. He is a very intriguing corner infield option for the Brewers coming up over the next couple of years. Takes a strike on the outside edge. It's 2-1. And he's gotten a lot of action over here on the big league side over the course of spring training. That also tells you a lot about what the Brewers think of him internally. 2-1. Swing and a miss. And it's 2-2. Got out in front of a changeup that was left up, but Batanti was out in front of it. Takes his time out and climbs back into the box. 2-2 from Diaz. Missed way outside with a two-seamer. And the count is full. It's 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jake Bauer is in the on-deck circle for the Crew. 3-2 pitch, up and away, and Batanti works the walk. So Batanti's on a bag here with still just one out in the seventh. Ortho ASAP walk right in. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference. Well, every Sunday home game, 9 lucky kids ages 6 to 13 will appear on the field during the national anthem. Enter a child for their chance to have their major league moment today by visiting your local participating PNC Bank. So here's Bowers with Batanti at first. It's the second trip to the plate for Bowers. And we have a pitch clock violation on Diaz, so the count is 1-0 on Jake. Bowers walked back in the sixth inning. As Diaz brings home the 1-0 pitch, and this is hit high in the air, left center. It's got a little bit of carry. Back on it is McCray, one step in front of the wall in left center. He'll make the catch for the second out. Well, that ball kept carrying. Didn't feel like off the bat it was going to get back there that far. But McCray ended up settling underneath of it about a step away from the wall. Wind not quite as prevalent as it was maybe an hour ago, or it might have been pushed out of here. Now here's Luis Castillo. First pitch is low. And it's 1-0 on Castillo. Now everybody in the lineup has come to the plate here today that has come in as the second line, if you will, in the line change. This is fouled out of play down the left field line, and it's 1-1 on Castillo. We are getting very, very close to the end of spring training. Don't tell the staff that. They'll tell you there's still a lot of spring training left because they have a lot of decisions to make over the next week plus. 1-1, check swing. And he didn't offer at it. Took it outside. It's 2 balls and 1 strike. Little over a week left in camp before the Brewers will break and head to New York City. 2-1. That missed low. It's 3 balls and a strike now on Castillo.
13 days till the opener against the New York Yankees. Man.
That is really not far away at all. And again, so much has to happen between now and then that if you're a member of the staff or the front office, it still feels like there's a lot left. 3-1, swing and a miss. Went after a fastball that was up in the zone at 94, and the count is full at 3-2. Diaz looks in. There goes the runner. The pitch swung on and fouled in and out of the glove of the catcher, Stassi. We'll do it again at 3-2. And once again, the runner, Batanti, will be moving on the pitch. Diaz had 17 pitches since he came on in this inning. It's been a lengthy half inning for the Crew. There goes the runner. Pitch is low, and it's another walk. That is the fourth walk of the inning issued by Giants pitching. And now first and second and two outs, and the ninth batter of the inning, Tyler Black, coming to the plate.
4 runs on 2 hits. Both hits left the ballpark.
They were loud. Neither of them were cheap. Pitch to Black, misses low. It's 1-0. As Jeff told you earlier, be around at American Family Fields of Phoenix all weekend long, tomorrow and Sunday. 1-0 pitch, down and in, 2 balls and no strikes.
You know who's happiest about that?
Kent Sommerfeld.
Yep, our engineer.
He is shaking his head in agreement. And a ground ball right side. Backhanded by Arteaga. And Iverson tosses it over to first in time. Don't tell him that spring training is practice. Brewers get four in the bottom of the seventh. We go to the eighth. It's 11-3 Brewers on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Now at Menards, save big money on everything to update your home. Easily create your dream kitchen with Clearview Cabinetry. With so many styles to choose from, you'll be sure to find plenty of options that you'll love. Start your project today and save big on Clearview Cabinetry. Visit Menards.com to view our entire selection of Clearview cabinets today. Plus, check out the weekly flyer for many other great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
Discover your new favorite city,
Milwaukee.
Catch a sunrise over Lake Michigan.
Sip your way through craft breweries.
And dive into a dining scene that's turning heads. From museums and music to thrilling sports teams and buzzing nightlife, Milwaukee delivers all season long.
Good things are always brewing on the Fresh Coast.
The expert guides at visitmilwaukee.org have everything you need to fully plan every detail. Whatever it is you'd like to do in Milwaukee. Plan your trip today
at visitmilwaukee.org.
Your business is a part of you. It's made from your DNA, your blood, your sweat, your tears. From a gleam in your eye, you gave it what it needed to grow into the pride and joy it has become. You wouldn't dream of letting anything bad happen to it. So you lavish it with love and wrap it in the cozy warmth of the silver lining. Pamper your business with a policy from West Bend. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
We'll take some more of that.
Smollett.
Swing a line drive. Deep center. It's gone. A walk-off home run.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
You're killing me, Smalls.
Three Brewers leading the Giants here. And Saban Ceballos to lead things off for San Francisco. No, that's not Saban Ceballos. That's Graham McRae. Says Saban Ceballos on the video board. Well, regardless, Jeff Levering's going to figure that out for you.
Yep, it'll be McRae to start, and then Stassi after that. Grant McRae takes low for ball one from Justin Yeager.
Now they got it right.
Yep, it's up on the scoreboard. Grant McRae.
You don't want to be too dependent on those things.
No, not in spring training. I go by the names and the numbers, generally, if I can see them. McRae takes outside, and it's a two-ball, no-strike count. McRae up in the big leagues last year. Had some good moments in San Francisco. Great, speedy center fielder. That's up and in. Three balls, no strikes on McRae. His dad famously, in the minor leagues, ran through the wall. You've seen that video a number of times. Wooden wall out in the outfield. The 3-0 is a strike, and it's 3-1. That was Grant McRae's dad. Ran right through the wall. Here's a 3-1, and that's high for ball four. So McRae draws a leadoff walk from Justin Yeager, the new pitcher for the Brewers. Entering his third season in the Brewers organization, was in Biloxi for the majority of the year last year, 47 games, pitched to a 3.88 ERA, 56 strikeouts, and 51 innings of work. Max Stassi is the hitter. Long time big league catcher. He's made his big league debut all the way back in 2013. Yeah, he was in the 09 draft class. Been around a long time. And the 1-0 is a strike. As a matter of fact, played against Reese Hoskins in high school. Northern California native from Yuba City. Max Stassi. And that's outside. Two balls and one strike. Max a year older than Reese. Brother Brock Stassi played in the big leagues for a bit. 2-1, hit to right. In, and now a step back is Hedbert Perez to make the catch. Stassi's retired. And it'll be Wade Meckler hitting in the first baseman David Villar's spot. Huh. Jairo Pomares is on deck. And Meckler takes a strike. No Bob Melvin today for San Francisco. He stayed back and wanted to watch pitcher Landon Roop throw live back at Papago Park. Ryan Christensen is the acting manager. He's the bench coach. That one's outside. Two balls and a strike on Meckler. Bullpen starts to work for the Brewers as Jaeger has one out and a man on. The 2-1 pitch. Ground ball to short. That should be two. Step on second. Throw to first. And Bowers with a scoop. 6-3 it goes. And Jaeger gets out of it. Luis Peña threw low, but Bowers able to stick with it. Kids go low to high. Best way to scoop a ball over at first base. That's exactly what Bowers did. On our way to the bottom of the eighth inning, 11-3 Milwaukee on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Hey, Brewers fans. Dreaming of a home that hits it out of the park? Look no further than Signature Homes, premier home builder in the Oshkosh area. Our custom-built homes feature the latest designs tailored to fit your lifestyle. From luxurious kitchens to spacious living areas, every detail is crafted with care. Visit SignatureHomesAJ.com and explore the Ideas Gallery. Ready to step up to the plate? Call any of our amazing agents for more information at 920-235-0095. Let's make it happen.
Looking for the latest in farm equipment and precision agriculture technology? Visit three booths, Grits, Wapun Equipment, and Eden Equipment at the Wisconsin Public Service Farm Show April 1st through the 3rd at the EAA Grounds in Oshkosh. They're bringing top-of-the-line machinery and exclusive show specials. Stop by each of their three booths in Hangar C to chat with the teams and learn how working with Grits, Wapun Equipment, and Eden Equipment will make your farm or business more efficient and profitable. Hangar C at the WPS Farm Show.
You wanted to be cool, which led you to smoking, which led to a pack a day. Then you met that special someone, which led to starting a life with them, which led to wanting to live longer, which led to quitting. Then you heard you may be at risk for lung cancer, which led you to getting a low-dose CT scan. If you smoked, get scanned. Talk to your doctor and learn more at savedbythescan.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
The Valley's home for Brewer baseball is on WISS, 98.3 FM and 96.5 FM at Appleton, and AM 1100.
The Bucks app or wherever you get your podcast.
Marco Dinges, who led off last half inning with a home run, is up again against the same pitcher. Juan Mercedes in the old reentry rule is back out there, and the pitch. A check swing and a miss. One ball and one strike. Today's eighth inning is brought to you by the Wisconsin Laborers District Council and the over 900 signatory contractor partners who are building Wisconsin's infrastructure. One and one on Dinges, and the pitch is popped up on the infield. Arteaga, 15 feet in the outfield, grass dropped it. And now the throw to second base, and the tag is not there. Arteaga had it, and you can't even blame the high sky today because of the clouds. Just kept on drifting, got his glove on it, and it popped out of his glove. So Dinges ends up at second base. As we were talking to you about Liuna, you can learn more at liunawisconsin.org and feel the power. 11-3, and the leadoff man is at second base. Hedbert Perez. He drew a walk in the seventh and scored on the three-run homer by Oliva. Takes inside, one ball, no strikes. I believe they ruled that an E4. Should be. And confirmed. That is correct. Perez. Down the right field line, it is a foul ball. Just enough hook on it.
doing the chicken dance as he heads back towards home plate. Well, Pine River is a fixture at summertime get-togethers. Been making Wisconsin's finest cheese spreads for over 50 years, and you can look for it in fine stores where you'll also find Usinger's, America's finest sausage, and Cedar Crest ice cream, Wisconsin's premium ice cream. 1-1 on Hedbert Perez after that long foul down the right field line. Mercedes deals, and look out, that hit him. Up and in, and tried to get out of the way, put his hands down, didn't get him down quick enough, and it hit him in the hand. And Hedbert Perez is headed towards first base. He escorted up there by one of the Brewers' athletic trainers. And Hedbert Perez going to stay in this game. Juan Mercedes. Somewhat Pinto-like tonight as the rain starts to come down.
This has had a little bit of everything today in this game.
I'm just waiting for a squirrel to get out on the field or a stray cat, and then we'd really have it all. Luis Peña, he drew a walk. And the first one from Mercedes, ground ball, double play ball. 4-6-3, double play. Heading over to third is Dingus. Two away. The Giants roll up a double play. And it brings up Oliva. And it won't bring up Oliva. We'll get a pinch hitter for Oliva. This is Demetrio Nadal, Rafa's cousin. And the pitch is a high strike with a breaking ball. And it's 0-1. 20 years old, Demetrio Nadal will turn 21 on the 3rd of July. And time called as a baseball ended up on the field. Quick blast of rain is now gone, thankfully, for the patrons. 11-3 Milwaukee. The 0-1, ground ball, third base. Nice play at third by Ceballos. Throw to first and a better scoop from Barracoto. And that ends the inning. We go to the ninth. Brewers are up by a snowman. 11-3 is our score on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Miller Lite is brewed with great taste and only great taste.
The Miller Brewing Company would like to issue a correction. Miller Lite is brewed to be less filling. What are you doing here?
Miller Lite tastes great.
Look, I'm just reading the script. It says less filling.
That's not what my script says.
Well, mine says...
We'd like to apologize for the previous announcers. Miller Lite is in fact less filling and tastes great. Time to shine, legal guy.
Celebrate responsibly. Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Beer, 96 calories and 3.2 grams carbs per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
When you choose Blue Moon, everything becomes brighter. Every sip of their Belgian-style wheat ale is crafted with Valencia orange peel and coriander. Plus, try the new Blue Moon Light and Blue Moon Non-Alcoholic. Blue Moon Light is a wheat beer brewed with real tangerine peel for exceptional taste at only 95 calories. And Blue Moon Non-Alcoholic is everything you love about Blue Moon without the alcohol. Check your local stores for Blue Moon. Made brighter. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Blue Moon Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
American Family Insurance is a lot like Captain America. He protects the world.
It's just doing my job.
And we help protect your dreams with amazing auto and home coverage. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com. And see Marvel Studios' Captain America Brave New World.
Suit up. We need to move.
In theaters February 14th. This film is not yet rated.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
The sound of baseball. Statewide.
It is up and it's gone!
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
Nadal stays in the ball game to play in center. And the new pitcher for the Brewers in the top of the ninth inning with an 8-run lead is Josh Machieski. four games in the big leagues last year with the New York Yankees. A couple of earned runs on four hits over seven innings of work. Struck out seven. Jairo Palmares is the batter for San Francisco. And the first pitch to him is a strike, and it's 0-1. Rain is dribbling again. Machieski, the left-hander, straightens up and throws to the plate. Bender for a strike. 0-2. Baseball season is better known as Shandy season. Baseball fans, Leinenkugel's Summer Shandy, refreshing Weiss beer, natural lemonade flavor. Leinenkugel's, flavor the moment. The 0-2 is a swing and a miss. Machieski strikes out Palmares. One away in the ninth. That line that was very large in front of the Leinenkugel's stand in, say, the fifth inning is now non-existent for two reasons. One, a lot of the fans left. Two, they stopped serving booze in the sixth.
Has a lot to do with it.
Ceballos, swing and a miss. Saban Ceballos. First at bat for him. Took over at third base, made a nice play on that top spin ground ball. Hit by Nadal to end the last half inning. Ceballos lines one foul and into the Brewers' dugout, scattering whoever is left in that Brewers' dugout. Everybody seems to be okay, I think. May need a new clean pair of pants, but other than that, everybody's fine. And most of those fans and players are now on the bottom step of the dugout. 0-2 on Ceballos. The pitch down low and in the dirt. One ball and two strikes. Machieski, a former 10th rounder by the Yankees, out of the University of North Carolina at Charlotte. One-two pitch. And it missed low with a changeup. Two balls, two strikes. May have gone to the coolest sounding high school I've ever heard of.
Okay.
Panther Creek High School.
I like that.
I mean,
you have to be good at sports if you're from Panther Creek.
It just instills fear, right?
Who you guys playing this weekend? Panther Creek.
Oh, no. That one's low. Three balls, two strikes on Ceballos.
They have to be the Panthers, right? What if they're the Panther Creek Tigers?
They're probably the House Cats. The Panther Creek House Cats. Dolphins. The Pumas. 3-2 pitch. Grounded foul outside of third. And we'll do it again.
Panther Creek Huskies.
I love it. He is just the second player ever drafted out of Panther Creek High School. Cohen Moreno was just drafted not too long ago by the Chicago Cubs. Fifth round of 2020. Pitch is a ball up and in on Ceballos. One out walk. Lizbel Diaz in the top spot in the order. I love the talk behind home plate. I'm in on that. Was she saying talk it out? Double
yep.
Play? Love it. This one fouled into the dirt. 0-1 the count. Two fans right behind home plate, one wearing a Sal Frelick jersey and one of the Brewers City Connect caps. Strike me as the type of fans that have been scoring along with us the entire way. Tossed to first and back is Ceballos. Slight rain turning the berm in the outfield into a slip and slide. Whew. Youngsters out there going swan diving down the berm. Up and in on Diaz. And that's the way to do it. Barrel roll going sideways. See how long you can actually stay from 12 to 6.
I think Mercedes is down in the bullpen throwing still.
Oh, my goodness.
That is down and away. He's going to throw a million pitches today. How many did he throw in the game?
I think he was in the 60s, close to it, if he wasn't.
I mean, there's something to be said about building up. Pitch, a fly ball down the left field line by Diaz. This one is a chance and gone. It's off of the sidewalk and over the cinder block fence for a two-run homer for Lizbel Diaz. So the Giants strike for two. It's now 11-5. Third home run hit by San Francisco. Matos in the first. Villar in the second. And that snaps the stretch of 11 consecutive runs scored by the Brewers. And Giants finally have an answer. A one-out walk and then the homer. Victor Barakoto, the first baseman. And the first one to Barakoto, a swing and a miss. It's the kind of guy who looks real.